Okay, today's daf is Bracha Daf Chav Hey, or the bottom of Chav Dalet and Bet at the two dots. We are discussing situations where you can and can't say Kriyat Shema. Amar Rav Huna, Ita Talit Ochal Gura Al-Matnav Mutal Agur Kriyat Shema. If your talit was wrapped around your waist, you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema, even if that's the only thing you're wearing. Tani Nami Achaz, Nami Ta'an Abraita, Ita Talit Ochal Begav, Shal Or, Vishal Sak. If you had a talit of... that was a garment or leather or sackcloth, chagura matnav, was wrapped around your waist, metallic or kriyat shema. You're not to say kriyat shema, vala tefila, shichase et libo. However, for Shemona Esrei, you have to cover your heart as well. Shemona Esrei generally requires more respectful garments because it's like you're coming before a king. V'amar Rav Huna, shachach v'nechlep tefila n'vet akisa, v'nechad yadan alehen, yado alehen, ad shigmor. If you forget and you enter the bathroom, you start using the bathroom with your tefillin on, you put your hand on top of them until you're finished. Ashigmor sagodaitach. Really, you're allowed to wait until you're finished to leave? Elakadamar of Nachman Yitzhak, Ashigmor Amudha Rishon. Rather, only until you finish pushing out what you're currently pushing out of your body, then you get up and leave. Velif so glalte velikum. And then you have to stop immediately and get up. Yishimdor Rishim Gamliel. In accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that you're allowed to finish what you're in the middle of at that moment. The Tan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer Amud Chozer, maybe Adam, Lide Hadrukan. Right? That holding back excrement leads you to the illness of Hadrukan, et silo nechozer mevi et adam lidei yarkon. And holding back urine leads you to the illness of yarkon, perhaps that's jaundice, and therefore you don't have to hold back what you're already in the middle of doing. However, you're not allowed to continue. You have to get up and leave at that point. Itmar tzoal psaro o yadu munuchad bebe kisei, ravuna amar muta lekul kriyat shema, rav chizda amar asu lekul kriyat shema. So if you have excrement on your body or if your hand is in a bathroom, Rav Huna says that you are allowed to say kriyat shema, and Rav Chizda says that you're not allowed to say kriyat shema. Amar rava my time with Rav Huna. What's the opinion? What's the reason for Rav Huna's opinion that you would be allowed to? Dichtiv kol neshma telaya. As it's written that all of your neshama praises the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your neshama, we generally assume to be related to your nose as a part of the body, but yipach ba'apav Ruach Elokim, says that Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed the neshama into Adam through his nose, and your lips are what actually sings the praise. So your nose and your lips are involved in saying the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but your hand isn't. So if your hand is in a bathroom, you're fine. Rav Chizda Amar Asur Lekul Kriyat Shema, and Rav Chizda says it's Asur. My time. And what's the reason for Rav Chizda? Rav Chizda Dichtiv Chos Matay Tamar Nashem Michamocha. That all of my bones praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if your bones are in a bathroom, then it's a problem. Itmar, Reach Rasha Yeshlo Ika, Ravuna Amar Machik Dalad Amar Vakor Kriyat Shema, Vakor Chizda Amar Machik Dalad Amar Malkum Shepasach Reach Vakor Kriyat Shema. So if there is a bad smell that has a tangible source that you can see, Ravuna says you have to distance yourself 4 amot, and then you can say Kriyat Shema. Rav Chizda says, no, you have to distance yourself 4 amot from the place that the smell dissipates, and then you can say Kriyat Shema, not just from the source, but from the end of the smell, you can just for Amo. Tani Kavatei de Rav Chizda, we taught a bright in accordance with Rav Chizda, Lo Yikra Adam Kriyat Shema, Lo Kenegat Tzoat Adam, Lo Kenegat Tzoat Kelavim, Lo Kenegat Tzoat Chazirim, Lo Kenegat Tzoat Tarnigolim, Lo Kenegat Tzoat Ashpa, Shereicha Ra. You're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of the excrement of man, for the excrement of dogs, for the excrement of pigs, or of chickens, or the excrement in a garbage that smells bad. And if it was in a place that was 10 tvachim above you or below you, then you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema where you are. And if it's not 10 below, above or below you, then you have to leave the area to the point where you can't see it anymore. And similarly, by Shemona Esrei, Reach Rashi Yeshlo Ikar, if there's a bad smell that has a tangible physical source, Marchik Dalet Amot Mimakom HaReach, you have to distance yourself 4 amot from the place of the smell, and not just from the source of the bad smell, but from the source of the smell itself, Akor Kriyat Shema. And there, you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema. That's clearly a proof for Rav Chizda, who says you don't just distance yourself from the source, you distance yourself from the smell. Amar Rava Leitich Chataki Yabatita. And Rava says, the halacha isn't like that, Mishnah. Elaki Hamad Detanya. Rather, the halacha is in accordance with the Braita. Lo yikra adam kriyat shema, lo kenegat tzoat adam, lo kenegat tzoat chazir, lo kenegat tzoat klavim, zman shenatan orot letocha. You're only not allowed to read kriyat shema in front of the excrement of men, of dogs, or of chickens when they're being used to, or of pigs, when they're being used to process hides. When they're being used to process hides, they smell terrible in that process, and that's why it's so unbelievably distracting, the bad smell. That's when you're not allowed to say it, that's when you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema because of the smell. However, in general, you're only not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of the source. So you distance yourself 4 amot from the source in accordance with Rav Huna and not from the smell in accordance with Rav Chizda. But what if there is no visible source for the bad smell, like flatulence? You don't see where it's coming from, it just smells bad. You should come see, there are these there are these mats that are in the Beit Midrash of Rav, and some people are sleeping on them, while right next to them, people are learning, and the people who are sleeping are not minding their orifices, and they're flatulating it, and the people next to them are still learning Torah. V'hani mili b'divrei Torah. And that, we said, that is allowed to davka, you're allowed to learn in a place of bad smell, davka learning Torah. Aval b'kriya shema lo. But however, for the purposes of saying kriya shema, you're not allowed to in a place that smells bad, even though it's just flatulence, which has no visible source of the bad smell. So that's clear that even if it doesn't have a source, or even if you can't see the source of the bad smell, you're still allowed to say Kriyat Shema. You're only allowed to learn Torah. V'divrei Torah nami lo amran. And even by learning Torah, we didn't say that. Ela dechavrei aval didei lo. Only where your friend flatulated, that's when you're allowed to say it. However, if it was yours, then you're not allowed to learn Torah. Even you're not allowed to learn Torah until the smell dissipates. Itmar, it was stated, so Averet, Abayomer, Mutalikra, Kretchima, Ravamara, Sulikra, Kretchima. Right? If there's excrement that's passing by, like someone is bringing by a pile of excrement, according to Rava, you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema, and according to Abaye, you are allowed to say Kriyat Shema because it's passing by, it's not set there. Amar Abaye mina aminala. So Abaye says, how can I prove to you my Shita? That's not, because it's written in the Brishna. Hatame ome tachat ha'ilan. If an impure person who has had the impurity of Tzarat, right? He was a Mitzora, and he's standing underneath a tree, Vatar over a Tame, and a pure person walks by him. He is now, that pure person is now Tame, because he was made impure by the airspace of the Mitzora underneath the tree. Tahor omitachat ilan. However, if the pure person was standing underneath the tree, v'tame over tahor, and the person who was tame as a mitzora, he had sarat, passes by and he's walking by, the tahor person who's standing under the tree is still tahor. V'im amad. However, if the impure person stopped and he stood tame, then the pure person now becomes tame. V'chein be'evan menugat. And similarly, if someone is bringing by an afflicted rock which has an affliction that makes it impure, similarly, if it's passing by, it's fine, and if it's resting there, then it makes you tame underneath the airspace of the tree. So we see from there that the tuma only spreads when the afflicted person is standing still. However, if he is passing by, the tuma doesn't spread. And Rava will respond to that proof as follows. But regarding a person who is afflicted with tzara'at, whether he's allowed to spread it, whether he is not allowed, whether he is able, capable of spreading his tuma to you through the airspace, is dependent upon whether or not he is set and standing in one place. How do we know? Because it says by someone who's afflicted with tzara'at that he must sit alone outside the camp in his place. So only when he's in his place does he spread his tumah. However, if he's just walking by, he doesn't spread his tumah. So specifically by spreading the tumah of the mitzora, the impurity of this person with the affliction of tzara'at, he has to be set in his place, but if he's walking by, he can't spread a hachava. However, for the purposes of davening, saying Dvarim Shukidusha, your machane has to be kadosh, right? V'haleika. Right, you have to have a kadosh machana, and it's not a kadosh machana because there is something disgusting in it, whether it's passing by or sitting there. At the moment that you're saying it, it is disgusting, and it's not dependent on whether it's standing there like it is for the person who's afflicting with tzara'at, spreading his impurity. Amar of Papa, pichazir ketzoa veredami. The mouth of a pig is like excrement that is passing by. Pshita, that's obvious. Lo tzrichal v'gav tzalik minara. No, we needed to teach that to tell you that even if it's leaving a river and you might say, oh, it just washed itself, it's fine. No, because pigs are always getting in their mouth and it's things that are gross. So even if they just got out of a river, we still treat it like excrement that's passing by. Am Rav Yehuda safek tzoa asura safek meraglayim mutarim. So Rav Yehuda says that if there's a doubt as to whether or not there is excrement somewhere, it's usher to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. However, if there's a doubt as to whether or not there's urine somewhere, then it's mutter to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. Ikadami Amar of Yehuda, there are those who say, the Rav Yehuda says as follows, Safek Tzov Abayit Muteret B'Ashba Asura, that if it's suffix as to whether or not there is excrement in the house, then it's mutter, because it's not very common for excrement to be lying around a house. However, if it was in the garbage, then it's usher, because that's a pretty normal place for there to be excrement. Safek Meraglayim Afilu B'Ashba Nami Mutarin. However, if it's a doubt as to whether or not there is urine somewhere, even in a garbage, we are matir. Savarla ki hada Rav Amnuna. And that he holds like the opinion of Rav Amnuna. Meaning, why would we make ill by Meraglim, even if it's a case of Suffolk? Maybe it's there. It's in a garbage can. That's a totally normal place for it to be. Damar Rav Amnuna, because Rav Amnuna taught as follows. Lo asra Torah el keneged amud bilvad. Right? Because the Torah only prohibited regarding defecation. Ukid Rabbi Yonatan, this according to the Shita of Rabbi Yonatan, the Rabbi Yonatan Ramiktiv, because Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan reconciles the following two psukim. V'yad tihielecha mechutz l'machan aviyotze shama. Right, when you go out to take care of your business, to go to the bathroom outside of the camp, chutz, right, outside. V'chtiv, and similarly, it's written v'yeted tihielecha v'gomer v'chasitet tzatcha. That when you go outside of the camp to take care of your business, to go to the bathroom, you have to cover up your excrement. Why is it that in the first pasuk it doesn't say anything about covering up your excrement when you leave the camp to go to the bathroom? However, by the second pasuk it says that you need to cover up your excrement once you're done. Haketzad kam begdolim kam begtanim. Ah, that's because the one that says you have to cover it up is talking about excrement, and the one that says you don't have to cover it up is talking about urine. And so we see that the Torah only says you have to cover up urine. It says you have to cover up excrement. Seemingly, urine is not a problem to be revealed and to say Kriya Shema in front of it. Al Maktanim Lo'asa Torah. So we see from there that urine is not prohibited by the Torah to say Kriya Shema in front of it. El Keneged Amud Bilvad. Only in front of excrement the Torah said that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of. Hanafula Ara Shari. So obviously, if you're in the middle of urinating, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. But once it's on the ground, you'd be allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of it, according to the Torah. Rabbanan who the Gazer Behu, and Rabbanan the one who made it Asur Bechi Gazer Behu. Rabbanan Bevadai Aval Safik Lo Gazer. But when the Rabbanan made the Gzera against saying Kriya Shema in front of urine, they only spoke about vadai, definitely when there's urine there. But if it's a suffix, if it's a doubt as to whether there's urine there, they just never made that gzera. Ubavadai not kama. And how long is it a problem for there to be urine there if I know for a fact that there's urine there? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kos Man Shemat Pichin. As long as the urine is moist, still moist, it's a problem to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. V'chein Amar Rav Bachana, Amar Yochanan, Kos Man Shemat Pichin. Similar to the same shita according to Rabbi Bechana, that as long as it's still moist, Ula is the same shita, as long as it's still moist. Gneva, in the name of Rav, said the following shita that argues, Amar Kozmanche Roshuman Nikar, as long as it's still identifiable that there was urine there. Amar Rav Yosef, Sharle Marle Gneva, please forgive Gneva, because he's saying things that are truly false, that must be false. How do I know that this is false? Hashta Tsoa, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Kevan Shekarmu Paneam. Because Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that when it comes to excrement, as long as it starts to dry on the outside, you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. So all the more so by urine, if it starts to dry, you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. So I know that Kneva is wrong in quoting of Rav's Shita. But how do you know to compare that opinion of Rav to regarding urine to the opinion that you mentioned regarding excrement? Maybe you should compare it to the following opinion also expressed in the name of Rav. That would indicate otherwise the Amar Rav Abba Rahuna Amar Rav, because Rav Rahuna said the name of Rav. So afil kacheres asura. If there's excrement, even if it is as hard as clay, as pottery, you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. Ve'echi damit soa kacheres. And what is excrement that is hard as cheres? How do you tell? Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Yochanan, Kol Zman Shezorek Ve'Eino Nifrechet. Rabbi Yochanan said, as long as it can be thrown and it doesn't break apart, it's as hard as cheres. Ve'Ikad Amri, Kol Zman Shegolav Ve'Eino Nifrechet. And those who say, as long as it can be rolled and doesn't break apart, it's as hard as cheres. And still, Rav says that it's aser. Amar Ravina, Hava Kamina, Kamin De Rav Yehuda, Midifti Chazetzoa, Amar Li, Einin Karmu Panea. I was with Ravina said, I was with Rav Yehuda Midifti, and we saw excrement, and he said, go see if the outside of the excrement has begun to harden. Or not. Ika da Amri, those who say, Hachi Amar Leida, this is what he said to him, Ayin imifla fluye. Go see if it has begun to crack or not. My Haviyala. Okay, at the end of the day, what is the halacha when it comes to urine? Is it as long as it's identifiable that it's there, as Gneva said, or is it as long as it's still moist? Itmar tsoa kecheres amemar amar asur amasutra amar butaret. Right? So, excrement that is hard as pottery. Amemar says it's aser, and Marzutra says it's mutter. Amar Rava hilcha tzokecheres asura, and Rava says the halacha is that you may not say Kriyat Shema in front of excrement that is hard as pottery. Umeira glaim. However, when it comes to urine, kol zman shemat michid, as long as it is moist, you're not allowed to. But when it's no longer moist, you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. Meitve, but we challenge that from a Tanaic statement. Meira glaim kol zman shemat pichin asurin. So urine, as long as it is still moist, usher say Kriyat Shema in front of it. Nivlu yibshu. However, if it was absorbed or if it dried up, mutar. Then you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. My love, nivlu dumi yibshu. What do we mean when we say it was absorbed? It should be that when absorbed is similar to yabshu, right? My yabshu de'en reshuman nikar. Af nivlu de'en reshuman nikar. Just like if it dries up entirely, it's no longer identifiable that it's there. So too, when it's absorbed, it's no longer identifiable that it's there. And so we can be medayik from this Mishnah that harashuma nikar aser, that if it's still identifiable that the urine was there, even if it's no longer moist, you're not allowed to say kriyat shema in front of it. That seems like a proper inference from the Mishnah. Avagav de emat bichin, even though it's not moist, l'tameich. But wait a second. According to your svar, the way that you're trying to make inferences from this Mishnah, I can make the opposite inference. Ema reisha kol zman shema tbichin, hu de aser ha b'shuma nikar shari. Look at the beginning of the Mishnah. It says that as long as it's still moist, it's aser. And so I should infer from there that if it's no longer moist, even if I can still tell that it's there, it should be mutter. So from this Mishnah, you really can't derive any laws because the inference that you would make about the Seifa would contradict the inference that you would make from the Reisha. So say the whole thing is actually subject to a Tanai dispute. A vessel that you poured urine out of, you cannot say Kriyat Shema in front of it. And urine itself, which was poured on the ground, if it has been absorbed, you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. It has not been absorbed, then you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of it. However, we still need to understand what absorbed refers to. Fortunately, Rabbi Yossi argues on this opinion, right? And he says, no, kol zman shemat pichin, as long as it is moist, it is aser, and if it's no longer moist, it is mutter. My nivlu. So what does the Tanakama mean when he says nivlu? Umay lo nivlu de kamar Tanakama. What does the Tanakama mean when he says absorbed and not absorbed? If you want to say that absorbed is when it is no longer moist, and not absorbed is when it is still moist, meaning the distinction that Tanakama wants to make, whether it's usr or mutter, is it still moist? The Atar Rabbi Yosef, the Memor Kozman Shemat Pichin, who the Aser, Harishuma Nikar, Shari, Hainu Tanakama. But then Rabbi Yochanan, who makes the same exact chiluk between if it's moist or not, in order to decide whether you can or cannot say Kriyat Shema in front of it, he makes the same exact chiluk as the Tanakama, it's the same Shita. El Nivlu, the Ein Rishuma Nikar, Lo Nivlu, the Rishuma Nikar. Rather, it must be that absorbed means you can no longer tell it's there, and not absorbed means you can tell it's there. But Rabbi Yossi, the Meimar, Kozman Shema Tbichin, Uda Asar, Ad Rishuma Nikar, Shari. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not about whether it's Nikar or not Nikar, it's whether it's moist or not moist. Then the machloket would make sense. So this whole thing of whether it's about moisture or whether about identifiability, this is actually subject to Tanaic dispute. No, actually, everyone is in accordance with the opinion that as long as it's still moist, it is aser. But if it's just identifiable, then it's mutter. And so what are they actually arguing about? Not about whether it's identifiable or whether it's moist, rather whether it is moist or whether it is so moist that it can make something else moist. That's the chiluk that they're making. Whereas, does it need to be, if it's moist, then it's no longer a problem, or if it's moist, it's still a problem, or only if it's so moist that it can make something else moist, it's a problem. That's the chiluk between them. Yarad litvol, im yachol alot, v'chule. So we said in the Mishnah that if you're in the mikvah, if you have time to go out and cover yourself before Netzachama comes, before sunrise comes, then you go out and cover yourself and say Kriyat Shema. But if not, you should say Kriyat Shema in the mikvah itself. Lema tana stamak Rabbi Elazar. Maybe the Tana of this Mishnah holds like Rabbi Elazar Damar Ad Netzachama, because you have until Netzachama sunrise to say Kriyat Shema, because otherwise, what's the kesher between going out of the mikvah to say Kriyat Shema? Afilo teimer Rabbi Yeshua, v'dilma kevatikin. No, even say according with Rabbi Yeshua, and we're talking about davening not the nighttime Shema, which can be said up until Netzachama, rather the daytime Shema, and in accordance with the practice of the Vatikin, Damar Rabbi Yochanan Vatikin Ayu Gomri Nota Ima Netzachama. The Vatikin were makbid to say Kriyat Shema together with sunrise. V'im la v'tkazim v'mayim v'yikra. Right? And if you don't have time, then you should cover yourself with the water and say Kriyat Shema. V'are libo ruvet erva. But wait, his heart still sees makom erva. How can you just cover yourself with water? Amar Lazar v'yitayim v'racha v'raba. We were talking about murky water where your heart cannot see your makom erva, so you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema. Because that's like, it's like where murky water is like land in that you can't see through it. And so your heart will not see your erva, and so you're allowed to say Kriyat Shema. If it's clear water, according to the Tanakama, if it's clear water, you're allowed to sit up until your neck and say Kriyat Shema. And there's another opinion that says that you must make the water unclear by kicking around your legs. Tanakama, hare libo rata erva. The Tanakama says that you're allowed to sit up until your neck, but your heart then is not interrupted in between. There's no interruption between your heart and your makum erva. Yeah, but the Tanakama holds that if your heart sees your makum erva, that's totally fine. It's not a problem, said Kriyat Shema in that situation. But wait, your heel still sees your makum erva. Yeah, he holds that your heel seeing your makum erva is also much to say Kriyat Shema like that. Itmar, it was stated, if your heel sees your makum erva, that's fine. No gea. However, if your heel is touching your makum erva, Abaya amras of Rava mutter. Abaya says that's usher, and Rava says no, that's mutter. Rav Zvid matni la hashamata ha. That's how Rav Zvid taught that halacha. However, Chanina b'Yid Rav Ika matni la ha. However, Chanina b'Yid Rav Ika taught the halacha as follows: No gea divrei hakol usher. If it's touching, everyone agrees that it's usher. If your heel is touching your makum erva, to say kriyat shema like that. Roe, however, if it only sees but it's not touching, Abaya amar usher. Abaya says it's usher. Rava amar mutter. Rava says no, that's the case that it's mutter. Lo not natar al malchei ashar, because the Torah wasn't given to malchei ashar. It's just too hard to prevent that scenario from happening, and therefore it's fine. V'lachta no gea usher roa mutter. And the halacha is that if it's touching, it's aser, but if it sees it, it's mutter. Amarava, so avashashit mutter likro kriyat shema k'negda. Erva avashashit asur likro kriyat shema k'negda. If you have excrement behind a see-through container, your see-through separation, it's mutter. However, if you have erva behind a see-through separation, it is aser. Right? If we're talking about excrement behind something that's see-through, you're allowed to say kriyat shema because you only need to be covered. The Torah said you need to cover it. It doesn't say what you need to cover it with. So even though you can still see it, as long as it's covered, it's fine. And it's covered. Erva b'shashi asur, whereas erva behind something that's see-through is still asur, l'kro kriyat shema k'negda, to say kriyat shema in front of it. Because the Torah says, the Torah says that you're not allowed to see a davar erva. You can't see the nakedness, and you can still see it if it's see-through, even though it's covered. And you can still see it in this case because it's see-through. Abaya says that any amount of excrement can be canceled out for the sake of saying kriyat shema in front of it with spittle. Amarava baruch of davka with thick spittle, you can cancel it out. Amarava toa beguma maniach sando alei v'kora kriyat shema. If there is excrement in a hole, put a sandal, put your shoe over it, and then you can say kriyat shema. By marbaredra vina tsoa devu pasandlo mai teku. And they asked, what if there's some excrement stuck to your shoe? What's the case there? Teku, we don't know the answer to that question. Amar Rav Yehuda akum arum asulako kriyat shema genegdo. A naked non-Jew, you're not allowed to say kriyat shema in front of him. My area akum, why do you teach me davka non-Jew? Afil Yisrael nami. Even in Yisrael, you're not, a naked Jew, you're not allowed to say kriyat shema in front of him. Yisrael pshita. Well, a naked Jew is obvious you're not allowed to say kriyat shema in front of him. The Asr, that would be Asr. Ela Akum Yisrael. But I needed to teach you the case of a non-Jew who's naked, say, for the purposes of saying kriyat shema. Ma'aretim, because what might you have said? Ho v'chtiv behu. Since it's written about non-Jews, asher b'saram charim b'saram, that their skin is compared to that of a donkey's skin, ema chamor ba'almahu. So I may have said that reading, saying kriyat shema in front of a naked non-Jew would be the same as saying kriyat shema in front of a donkey because of the comparison that Yechezkel makes, kamash malan, the inuname ikra erva. That he too is considered erva, it's considered nakedness that you're not allowed to say kriyat shema in front of. Dichtiv, in the Torah, as the Torah says, ve'ervat avim lo ra'u. By Noach, it calls it erva, and even though he's a non-Jew, he still calls it erva. You need a little bit of context for that pasuk in Yechezkel that compares a non-Jew's skin to a donkey's skin. If we have time by the end, I'll come back to it. He's basically criticizing Israel for their illicit, immoral acts where they, if I have time for it, I go back to it. You're not allowed to cover yourself, not in disgusting water, and not with water that was used to soak flax, until you pour water into it. How much water would you need to pour into that? You'll never stop pouring, because it, clearly to correct the water that's disgusting, you have to pour in a significant amount, at least as much as you're already in, and you're already in 40 sa of water. How much are you going to have to pour there? No, this is how the Mishnah was stated. You're never allowed to cover yourself with disgusting water or water that is used to soak flax. But if there's urine in the water, then you just have to add water to it, and then you say kriyat shema. How much water do you need to add to the urine? Kolshu, any amount. Rav Zakkai omer ravit. Rav Zakkai says no. Davka ravit you have to add. Amar Rav Nachman machlokel b'sof aval b'tchila kolshehem. Rav Nachman says that the machloket exists only where the water comes after the urine, but the urine comes after the urine comes before the water, or the water comes before the urine. Then any amount of water cancels out the urine. Rav Yosef Amar machloket lechatchila v'lesof divrei hakol revit. Rav Yosef says no. The machloket is by when the water precedes the urine. That's where the machloket exists. However, if the water comes in after the urine, everyone agrees that you need a full revit to cancel out the urine. Amar Rav Yosef l'shemaya. Riosa said to his assistant, I tell the Ravid, the Mayak, Rav Zakai, please bring me a Ravid of water in accordance to the opinion of Rav Zakai. Tanrabanan, Gerav Shirai, Vaivit Shamir, Raglaim, Asul, Kokreisha, Makanegdan, Rafabi, Shain, Behen, Klu. Right? Something that's used to hold excrement or something else disgusting, and a chamber pot that generally has urine in it, you're not going to say Kreshma in front of them. Even if there's not anything in them at that moment, because they generally hold it something, disgusting. And for the purpose of urine itself, until you put water in it to cancel it, and how much water do you need to put in it? Kolshu, any amount. Rav Zakeh and Ravid. Rav Zakeh says, no, you have to add a Ravid of water to cancel it out. Bein lifnei hamita, bein lachar hamita. Whether or not the chamber pot or the thing that generally holds excrement is in front of the bed or behind the bed, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer lachar mita kore lifnei mita enu kore. Rav Shimon Gamliel says if it's behind the bed, you're allowed to eat. If it's in front of the bed, you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of the bed next to it. Aval marchiku arba amot v'kore. But you can distance yourself 4 amot from the chamber pot or the gerav shorei, and you can say Kriyat Shema even if it's in front of the bed. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer afilu beit mea ama lo yakra. Even if your house is 100 amot big, you shouldn't say Kriyat Shema Achiyotzi Amot Shinicham Tachat Mita until you've completely removed these things from your house or you put them under the bed. Ibailu, it was out, we ask him this, Hechikamar Achar Hamita Koramiyad. What is the actual Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel? What did he mean to say? Achar Hamita Koramiyad, Lufnei Mita Marchik Arba Amot. If it's behind the bed, then you're fine to say it right in front of the bed. However, if it's in front of the bed, you have to say Shav for Amot. Odilma, or perhaps it's in as follows, Hachikamar Lachar. If it's behind the bed, that's when you have to separate yourself, distance yourself 4 amot, v'kore, and then you can say Kriyat Shema lifnei amita eno kore klal. But if it's in front of the bed, it doesn't matter how far you distance yourself, you're not allowed to read it all. Tashima comes here proof from the following. Netanya, as we taught in a bright, Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer achar amita kore miyad, lifnei amita marchik arba amot. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, if it's in front of the bed, you distance yourself 4 amot, but if it's behind the bed, you can daven right there. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer afilu bayit mea ama lo yikra ad sheyotzi oshinicham tachat mita. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, even if you have a house that's 100 amot, you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of it until you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema in front of it until you've taken it out of your house or put it under the bed. So we see from the first shita that even if it's right behind your bed, you're allowed to daven right in front of your bed. You don't have to distance yourself 4 amot. Only if it's in front of your bed, then you distance yourself 4 amot. You answered our problem in the fact that we didn't understand Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita, but now we have a different problem because now we flipped Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita. Beforehand, he said before the bed or after the bed, and now he's saying you can't say it at all, even if you're in a huge house, until you take it out of your house and put it under your bed. So he's flipped his opinions. Switch around that second brayta so that Rav Shimon Gamliel's shita is consistent in both places, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar's shita about the house that's 4 amot big is consistent in both places. Wait, why did you flip around the second brayta's opinions to match up Rav Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Maybe you should have flipped around the first brayta's opinions to match up Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Man shama le hadam or kule beit bayit arba amot dami. Well, whose shita is it that treats a house that is 100 amot big as if it were 4 amot? That's Rav Shimon ben Elazar's shita, as we see according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi has no idea where we find that shita. In fact, but Rabbeinu Yonah and others suggest that we find that shita in Erevin, that you're allowed to carry things around your house even if you have a very big house. We seem to treat the entire house as if it's Dalet Amot. However, others argue with that comparison and leave it, as we don't know where that's from Shimon ben Elazar's shita. But either way, it seems to be Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's shita. That seems to be our assumption, that we treat an entire house like Dalet Amot, even if it's 100 Amot. So we'd rather flip around the second Breita, so Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in both places speaks about a house, even 100 Amot big, being treated as Dalet Amot.